It's well known our very own world wonder, the Great Barrier Reef, is in danger. But surprisingly, UNESCO ruled this week that it should not be listed as World Heritage in danger. The reef was on the World Heritage warning list for 3 years. Now it faces another 2 years of uncertainty. To find more about the reef's future, we're joined now by Associate Professor of Environmental Management at the University of Queensland, Dr. Martine Maron. Good morning, Associate Professor.
Good morning, Jenny.
Now, this news seems at surface level positive, but we're presented with the facts that the reef is in danger. How can we interpret this information?
Yeah, it seems really contradictory, and of course there's lots of different messages coming from different places. But of course, the facts are that the reef is under an enormous amount of pressure from a whole lot of different directions, including climate change, and I'm sure that everyone will have heard the terrible news about a second year in a row of really severe coral bleaching that occurred this year, and runoff from land uses adjacent to the Great Barrier Reef Lagoon. But at the same time, the World Heritage Committee, who checks in on the condition of World Heritage properties regularly, has been keeping an eye on this, and part of their decision about whether or not to actually place it on a list of officially in danger World Heritage properties is, well, what responses is Australia doing to try to address some of these concerns? And at this stage, what they've said is, you've come up with a pretty good plan. There are a few changes that still need to be made. The progress against the plan is slow. You need to go faster, and we'll check in again in a couple of years.
Right. So UNESCO is waiting for another 2 years to monitor how the reef progresses and to see if there's any definable danger. So in that time frame, what needs to change to ensure the reef is out of danger?
Well, one of the things that the committee particularly focused on is the fact that there is a what we call the Reef 2050 plan, the long-term sustainability plan for the reef. And that plan has made a whole lot of promises. This is a joint plan from the Queensland and Australian governments, and it's made a lot of promises about how we're going to improve water quality on the reef. And that requires a lot of investment in improving land use and reducing impacts from dredging in ports and in coastal development. And what the committee has said is that they need to see an acceleration, is the word they've used, of the efforts to make sure we meet those targets, because at the moment they've said we're not actually on track to meet the promises that we've made.
Right. Are you concerned that this change, that, you know, not putting it on as a World Heritage in danger, that could potentially hinder the chances of getting it back on track?
I think that the plan has only been in place for a short time, and while it seems that we're a long way short of the level of investment that we would need to actually meet those targets, it's reasonable to allow more time for action. There are other promises that have been made, but the governments have been yet to be able to implement. So another part of achieving these targets will require the cessation of the recently increased land clearing, excessive land clearing in catchments that drain to the Great Barrier Reef that we're seeing across Queensland. 300,000 hectares of bushland a year, and a lot of that, 40%, is in Great Barrier Reef catchments. So the current government has sort of promised to look at those laws, and so part of the committee's role is to keep an eye on how these promises are tracking and encourage the state party, Australia, to try to implement these.
Mm. And we've all heard about coral bleaching, but I guess, you know, we don't hear about clearing as much, vegetation clearing. How does this impact on the environment there?
Yeah, it's really interesting. All of these threats interact. And so obviously climate change is an overarching threat that we need to be really ramping up our actions, not just in Australia, but all over the world if we want to save the reef. But the thing is, those warmer water temperatures, they're going to have a bigger impact on a stressed ecosystem. And at the moment, what's stressing the ecosystem is poor water quality. And that comes from things like increased inflow of sediments from the land into the Great Barrier Reef, because when you have sediments, that blocks out the light, you know, it reduces the quality of the water, and it affects the most important organisms in the ecosystem, the corals and the seagrasses, which are so fundamental to everything in the Great Barrier Reef. And so land clearing creates erosion, which means that water, that soil is liberated and can flow into the waterways and onto the reef. And of course, with it, everything that's in the soil, which if you're in a farming area or a former industrial zone, it means those chemicals that are also damaging. So all of these things are intertwined, and the committee has asked that we look at all of these together.
What's the significance of having coral and seagrass?
Well, corals obviously are the reef. They are the living backbone that built the reef. These little animals that have these living arrangements with algae. And so that's what happens when bleaching occurs. The coral animals are still there, but their algae that they live with, that they rely on for food, they eject those. And so that's why you lose the colours. In the long term, enough of that and parts of the reef will die permanently. And of course, if anybody's ever visited the reef, you will see that these corals are the centre of activity. And as in the sandy bottom areas, it's those seagrasses that are the centre. So all those beautiful sea turtles, dugongs, these are animals that rely entirely on seagrasses to survive. And they need good quality, clear water to be able to be healthy and provide that service to the whole ecosystem.
Associate Professor of Environmental Management at the University of Queensland, Dr. Martine Moron, is with us. We're talking about the future of the Great Barrier Reef. You've written in a Conversation article that the reef is the most biodiverse of the world, biodiverse of all of the World Heritage Sites, of enormous scientific and intrinsic importance, according to the UN. And a recent report by Deloitte puts its value at $56 billion, contributing 6.4 billion annually to Australia's economy, supporting 64,000 jobs. Is this enough, of a financial incentive for the government to actually, put money into supporting and restoring the reef?
Yeah, it really is one of the most remarkable, even amongst the World Heritage properties, it's remarkable. At the time that it was listed as World Heritage in 1981, the World Heritage Committee said that if you were to list any reef in the world as World Heritage, this would be the one. And I mean, anybody you talk to around the world, they think of Australia, they think of the Great Barrier Reef. That's why people come here. And I think that immense economic value, as well as just the value as part of our identity, is really well recognised. But there's always going to be arguments over money. And so some of my colleagues have calculated that we need at least $5 billion of investment to meet these intermediate water quality targets. And that's based on work that's been done on what it has been costing in these catchments to try to reduce runoff to the reef. So we do have some estimates. They're big amounts of money. We haven't committed that much yet. And I suppose that's part of why the committee has asked us to accelerate our efforts rather than just sit and say, great, that was good news, job done.
And how optimistic do you feel about the future of the reef?
It's very hard to be optimistic up here in Queensland. Of course, we hear for the last 2 years we've heard the very bad news that the warm water temperatures have led to extensive coral bleaching, and it's really tragic when that happens. But I think that if we can save anything, surely it's got to be the Great Barrier Reef. All of Australia wants this to happen. So I'd like to think that if we can do anything, surely we can unite to do this.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks very much, Jenny.